For thousands of people left stranded by floodwaters in New Orleans following Katrina, U.S. Coast Guard boats and helicopters were a welcome sight. But why was the Coast Guard so quick to respond while other agencies, notably the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, stumbled? New Orleans Sector Coast Guard Captain Robert Mueller credits the training given to every guardsman.
Nobody calls a Coast Guard when it's a nice sunny day. We get the call when the weather's bad and somebody's in trouble. That's when we get the call. So we train our people to that standard, you know, to handle the worst cases. That's what we do.
The intensive training results in personnel who are capable of acting independently, making decisions on the spot without seeking approval up the chain of command. Captain Mueller says experience is also important. Thousands of guardsmen came to assist in New Orleans, and he says some of them applied critical experience gained elsewhere.
We had several people who helped us out who had been through 9/11 in New York. So they understood massive operations quickly, and they were invaluable, their experience here. And I'm sure people who cycled through here will be invaluable the next time there's a big disaster somewhere because they've been there before.
The other important ingredient is preparation. And Captain Mueller says the Coast Guard has boats and helicopters at staging areas and bases all along the Gulf Coast, ready to respond to whatever comes this season. Mueller says Coast Guard teams have the equipment, food, and water they need to go into action and stay at work for many days.
So if a really bad hurricane hit Texas or Mobile or Alabama or whatever, we could send a team that would be self-supporting, ready to operate for up to a week at a time, without any resupply, and they could do that.
One lesson learned during Katrina was the need to reach people trapped in flooded houses, sometimes by cutting into the roofs. Mueller says each boat now carries a chainsaw for that purpose. The other lesson, Captain Mueller says, is to never give up looking for people who may be trapped.
At the end of the second week, the doctors are saying nobody could survive much longer, and our guys found an 87-year-old woman. She was sitting in a chair and water up to her neck. And she was still alive, been sitting there for 2 weeks. And no signs outside anything was wrong with. The guys thought, you know, there's something about that house. And they went into the house and found her. And her first words, you know, I knew if I stayed long enough, my boys would come get me.
The men and women of the Coast Guard stand ready to carry out such rescues again if disaster should strike anywhere along the Gulf Coast. Greg Flakus, VOA News, New Orleans.